Greetings, stargazers and night sky enthusiasts. My name is Drew, and I'll be your guide to the night sky for the week starting June 9th, 2024. This week, the moon and planets are putting on a show. We'll continue learning about the late spring constellations and their lore. And in our Astronomy 101 segment, we turn our eyes and, strangely enough, our ears to the earliest moments of creation with a discussion on the afterglow of the Big Bang. We kick off the week with a waxing crescent moon, which will be transitioning towards the first quarter by the end of the week. On Tuesday, June 11th, you can find the moon near Regulus, the brightest star in the constellation Leo, making for a beautiful pairing in the western evening sky. By Friday, June 14th, the moon will reach its first quarter phase, which is an excellent time for viewing lunar features due to the high contrast of shadows across its surface. On June 14th, look for the moon posing with Spica, Virgo's brightest star. Spica, a hot blue giant, will be a lovely companion to the first quarter moon. This pairing will be visible in the southeastern sky as evening falls. The morning sky continues to be a treasure trove for planet watchers. Mars and Saturn will be visible in the pre-dawn eastern sky throughout the month. Mars will shine bright in the east, with Saturn positioned higher above it. As the week progresses, you'll notice Jupiter starting to rise higher from its initial low position on the eastern horizon. This week we're focusing on three fascinating constellations you can spot in the early June sky: Scorpius, Sagittarius, and Aquila. First up, we have Scorpius, the Scorpion. This striking constellation is prominent in the southern sky during summer months. Look for it rising in the southeast after sunset. Scorpius is home to the brilliant red supergiant star Antares, also called the Heart of the Scorpion. According to Greek mythology, Scorpius is the scorpion sent by Gaia to kill the hunter Orion. As a tribute, they were placed on opposite sides of the sky, forever chasing each other but never meeting. Moving eastward, we find Sagittarius the Archer. Best visible in the summer months, Sagittarius rises in the southeast and is known for the distinctive teapot asterism. This asterism resembles a teapot with the Milky Way flowing out of its spout like steam. Within Sagittarius, you can find stunning deep sky objects like the Lagoon Nebula, M8, and the Trifid Nebula, M20, both visible with binoculars or a small telescope. Sagittarius represents a centaur archer in mythology, often associated with Chiron, known for his wisdom and teaching ability. Last but not least, we have Aquila the Eagle. This constellation soars high in the summer night sky and is located along the Milky Way. Its brightest star, Altair, is part of the Summer Triangle, a prominent asterism that includes Vega in Lyra and Deneb in Cygnus. In mythology, Aquila is the eagle that carried Zeus's thunderbolts. The constellation is also linked to the story of Ganymede, the young boy taken by Zeus in the form of an eagle to become the cupbearer to the gods. Some old favorites are still prominent in the sky. In the northwest, the Big Dipper, part of Ursa Major, is prominent. Use its two pointer stars on the edge of the Dipper to find Polaris, the North Star. Following the arc of the Big Dipper's handle will lead you to the bright orange star Arcturus in Boötes and further to Spica in Virgo. Another constellation worthy of observation is Hercules, located between Vega in Lyra and Arcturus in Boötes. Hercules is home to M13, the Great Hercules Cluster, a spectacular globular cluster visible with binoculars. For those with telescopes, don't miss the chance to observe the Ring Nebula M57 in Lyra, near Vega. This planetary nebula is a favorite for its distinct ring shape. Also, look for the Dumbbell Nebula M27 in Vulpecula, a bit more challenging but rewarding for its hourglass shape. That's it for our night sky tour this week, but when we return from a quick break, we're going to dive into something truly cosmic, something that takes us back to the very beginning of the universe itself, the discovery of the cosmic microwave background. Stay with us. Are you ready to start your own podcast? With RSS.com, you get everything you need to publish and grow your show. We selected RSS.com for Star Trails because it features a fast, easy-to-use dashboard, great analytics, and automatic distribution to all major platforms. Boost engagement with Podcasting 2.0 features such as value for value, chapters, sound bites, and transcripts. Plus, you can publish straight to YouTube. Click the RSS.com link in our show notes to get started, and you'll not only get a discount, but you'll be helping support Star Trails as well. If you migrate your show from another platform, the first 6 months are free. Podcasting is better with RSS.com. The sound you hear is that of the cosmic microwave background, also known as the afterglow of the Big Bang. The story of the cosmic microwave background, or CMB, is a journey through time and space, full of groundbreaking discoveries and brilliant minds. So let's start at the beginning, about 13.8 billion years ago at the birth of the universe. The Big Bang. When the universe was born, it was incredibly hot and dense, a soup of particles and radiation. As it expanded, it cooled down, allowing protons and electrons to combine and form neutral atoms. This process, known as recombination, occurred around 380,000 years after the Big Bang. Before recombination, the universe was believed to be opaque because free electrons scattered photons in all directions. Once neutral atoms formed, photons could travel freely, and the universe became transparent. The CMB is made up of these ancient photons now stretched high into the microwave region of the electromagnetic spectrum, thanks to the expansion of the universe. The existence of the CMB was first predicted by scientists Ralph Alpher and Robert Hermann in the late 1940s, based on the Big Bang theory proposed by Georges Lemaître. However, it wasn't until 1965 that the CMB was accidentally discovered by Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson, two radio astronomers working at Bell Labs in New Jersey. They were trying to eliminate noise from their microwave antenna, but found a persistent hiss that came from every direction. This noise turned out to be the cosmic microwave background radiation, confirming a key prediction of the Big Bang theory. Penzias and Wilson received the Nobel Prize in Physics for this discovery in 1978. Since then, the study of the CMB has evolved with advancements in technology and space missions. One of the most significant missions was the Cosmic Background Explorer, also known as COBE, which provided the first detailed measurements of the CMB, revealing tiny temperature fluctuations, or anisotropies, that correspond to the seeds of galaxies and large-scale structures we see today. COBE's findings earned John Mather and George Smoot the Nobel Prize in Physics in 2006. Building on COBE's success, the Wilkinson Microwave Anisotropy Probe, WMAP, launched in 2001, provided even more detailed data. WMAP's measurements helped refine the age of the universe to 13.8 billion years and improved our understanding of its composition, showing that the universe is about 5% ordinary matter, 27% dark matter, and 68% dark energy. In 2009, the European Space Agency launched the Planck satellite, which further enhanced our understanding of the CMB with unprecedented precision. Planck's data has given us the most detailed map of the CMB to date, confirming and refining the cosmological parameters obtained by WMAP. Scientists have even used data from these two probes to recreate the frequencies of the CMB as they have changed over hundreds of thousands of years. The recreation you're about to hear represents the so-called sound of the Big Bang, just 376,000 years after the universe began, and it compresses nearly 800,000 years of expansion into this short clip. If you'd like to learn more about this sound and how it was generated, I'll provide a link in the show notes to the website of John Kramer, the scientist who created it. So, what has the CMB revealed about our universe? For starters, it's a snapshot of the infant universe, providing a wealth of information about its early conditions. The tiny temperature fluctuations we observe in the CMB tell us about the density variations that eventually led to the formation of galaxies and clusters. It also gives us clues about the universe's geometry, indicating that it's mostly flat, with only about a 0.4% margin of error. Additionally, the CMB has provided insights into the mysterious dark matter and dark energy that make up the majority of our universe's mass-energy content. Recently, researchers have continued to study the CMB to test new theories and models of the universe. For example, the search for B-mode polarization in the CMB, which would be evidence of gravitational waves from the inflationary period of the universe, is still ongoing. These gravitational waves are ripples in space-time that could provide direct evidence of inflation, a rapid expansion of the universe that occurred fractions of a second after the Big Bang. In 2022, a study using data from the Atacama Cosmology Telescope and the South Pole Telescope provided new measurements of the CMB. These high-precision measurements have allowed scientists to refine our cosmological models and test the predictions of the Standard Model of Cosmology. One of the key findings involved more accurate determinations of the Hubble constant, which describes the rate of the universe's expansion. Interestingly, the measurements from the CMB have shown a slight discrepancy when compared to those obtained from observations of distant supernova and other local universe data. This difference, often referred to as the Hubble tension, suggests that there might be new physics beyond our current understanding of the cosmos. Moreover, the data from the ACT and SPT have provided insights into the nature of dark energy and dark matter. The enhanced sensitivity and resolution of these telescopes have allowed scientists to observe the subtle effects of gravitational lensing on the CMB, where massive structures in the universe distort the CMB's light. These observations help map the distribution of dark matter and improve our understanding of its properties. The discovery of the cosmic microwave background has revolutionized our understanding of the universe's origins, its composition, and its ultimate fate. As technology advances and new missions are launched, we can expect even more exciting discoveries in the years to come. But for now, the next time you tune around and hear static on a radio dial, know that a small part of that noise is an echo of the universe itself. That's it for today's episode of Star Trails. I hope you've enjoyed this journey into the depths of the cosmos as much as I have. Remember, the universe is full of wonders just waiting to be discovered. Until next time, keep looking up and don't forget to marvel at the stars above. Thanks for tuning in and clear skies, everyone.